Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
Big ton of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, Pete.
Friend requests.
Why ain't this my friend request, but you don't want to be my friend?
Do you think I'm going to get sued putting people in this blanket fort?
For what? Just for like...
people being uncomfortable?
Chiropractically, yeah. Or whatever, maybe? Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
That'd be a crazy thing.
It'd be nuts. But I saw like a big comfy lay down kind of couch on the internet the other day. And I'd love to like just hoist the fort up a bit and have an actual couch to sit on. But then I was about to buy it and Jacob's like, where's it gonna go? And I was like, there, and then I'll fold it. Oh, I can't fold it up like I can with all of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the problem. So we'll get
this
there.
Is good. This is all right for now.
Thank you.
What do you call it? A fort? This is a fort.
Yeah, it's a blanket fort.
Blanket fort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't have much experience in blanket forts.
Not lately. No. I mean, it's similar to a roof space, I suppose, which I have more experience with.
God. Actually, when I was a kid, it was like a rite of passage when we all turned 10 that we got to go into our roof space because I thought it was like an attic and it was magical.
What, when was it? Or was it just...
fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. But what, was it not... was it an attic or...
No.
Just like the... yeah, the... well, you just got the cabling up there, I suppose, yeah, and the roof insulation. Bats and... and, yeah, maybe a few things.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is this the start, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll welcome everybody. Welcome to the Friend Request, beautiful requesties. It's me, your host, Chloe Madron. And today I'm joined by hilarious comedian, Redfern Electrical star himself, John Cruikshank.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming.
Sorry, I am actually in the workwear. I'm come from the job.
It's pretty on brand, though.
I guess so.
It's good.
I mean, it's on. It's just I've fucked the brand, but it's just on life.
Mhm. Yeah, you got to work. Everybody's got to bloody work.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh, it's all right. I mean, I like my business. You
That's
know.
That's good.
And then you know, yeah. Today was all right, but here we are.
Here we are. Well, I appreciate you coming down. Down to the fort. It is a podcast all about friendship.
Ah, okay.
So I'm going to ask you all about friendship stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get into it. I personally, I think I've probably met you first when I was running shows in Brisbane. Had you come and do some shows there, I think.
Oh, true. Yeah. When would that have been?
3 years ago?
Yeah, I guess whenever I started, because I never really went to Brisbane until... Jake got me, you know, through those guys.
Yeah.
And then, maybe we did something somewhere there.
Yeah.
I still don't really know, like, the layout of Brisbane so much. Like, where, you know, you got the West End, but I don't know what West, like, west of what sort of thing.
Honestly, I don't think I ever really thought about it geographically.
Yeah, but I love doing comedy there. I love the club there now.
Yeah.
The last time I was there was great.
Good. But it's booming since COVID.
Brisbane well, that's when I would have so it must have been after that or in between you know, like the Sydney lockdown anyway.
Possibly around then. Maybe just beforehand or something. I remember having you. I remembered the other day that I had you come there because I was looking to pay someone and I saw your bank details, so I was like, yeah, must have
Oh, yeah, yeah. You've always... Yeah, it's funny who you have in there, isn't it? You know?
So many comedians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Random. Yeah, I've... Yeah, everyone, you know?
Yeah.
The transfer life.
But just to... I usually ask or talk about when I first met people. And, like, you are a very lovely gentleman. But I got to say, I don't think that you're a very approachable person.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you think that...
Oh, I don't know. I mean, depends who's approaching me, I suppose.
That's a good point.
But yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, no, I don't mean that in any kind of bad way. It's like you're just... Maybe it's because you're also, like, you know, considered a big dog, doing great in comedy. Everybody loves you. So maybe there's a little bit of that.
Oh, I'm an old cat, you know, I'm not a big dog. But yeah, I mean, maybe it's like... I mean, I probably couldn't... Even if I wanted to work on it, I probably couldn't, you know.
Oh, so God, no.
This is it.
You don't need to work on it. Absolutely not. I spoke to Lauren Bonner about her and I kind of perceiving each other in a similar way. But it's just actually that we're both kind of quiet and we'll keep to ourselves unless, you know, we're around friends, so...
Yeah.
It's very normal.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I've never been popular or whatever.
You never been popular?
I suppose. No, not really.
What were you like as a kid?
Oh, I can't even really remember. I used to play basketball a lot. I remember
that.
That's like the main memory from my childhood is probably basketball, yeah.
Did you make a lot of your friends there?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember. Not really, actually. Like... Maybe a few people.
Yeah.
But that's the main thing I did back in the day. And then moved into skating after that.
Yeah, okay. So when you were, you say a few people, were you hanging out on your own a lot as a kid, do you think? Or you just don't remember?
No. I had friends, yeah. I used to do... I did comedy when I was a kid in primary school playground. Yeah. What you would call stand-up comedy. That's like my, Mickey Mouse Club, Britney Spears story, right. You know? Like,
you're so good.
Yeah. I mean, I stopped for a long time after that, but in primary school I did it. And then, I don't know what happened after that. I didn't really think about comedy much.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember doing it. I remember. Primary school was actually sick doing stand-up, you know, at recess and stuff. It was at recess, you know, they never let me do the talent quest.
Yeah.
But
what? Why?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's still the same. My career still won't let me do the talent quest. But I don't know. It was just fun, you know. I guess because a lot of it was about the teachers. You know, it was all this sort of stuff. I think.
Yeah.
And
observational shit.
A little bit of yeah.
You guys calling these things an eraser or a rubber?
Yeah, yeah. Oh man, it would have been Seinfeld was huge. You know, like it was the 90s for me. You know. So yeah, so I had a few friends that way. I had a few haters too.
Oh, back then, I remember.
Yeah. But this was before haters was a word, even, you know.
You just call them gay instead.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit of fun. Okay, and then you got into skating when you were how old?
Oh, maybe like it was a bit later. I was like 15, maybe or something, or maybe 14.
Yeah.
A lot of my mates at the time were already sort of skating and I didn't do, did basketball, but,
yeah.
I just got over it, I guess, or whatever, and then, got into skating. It was about 14, 15.
Okay. Tell me about the skate parks. I definitely tried to dip my toe in it a little. I'd be on, one of those little... The tiny little skateboards. Fuck, I can't remember.
The penny boards.
No. Not the penny. Z-Flex or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like old school. But maybe it was like a reissue of that or maybe an original one. But yeah, anyway, I know what you mean. Yeah, the smaller.
But they're like really easy to skate
like cruising on. Around sort
exactly,
of thing. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd go to the skate park, but it was just to like flirt.
Oh, okay. Really. Yeah, yeah. What skate park? Can you remember?
Loda Skate Park was the first
one in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know the parks there so well.
Man,
It looks like they've got some good park. I mean, I don't know if anyone listening gives a fuck about that, but Brisbane Park, sometimes I look at the footage there and go, fuck, that looks good, you know?
There are some good ones.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, they just look a bit older and cool. You know, I only like the old stuff. I don't really like the new ones, you know? Like, but yeah, how did that work out for you? The skating didn't.
I'm not very athletic. Well, I'm more athletic now than I ever was as a child.
Yeah, so, right.
not great. Like, my kneecaps dislocate sometimes.
Oh, really? Mm. Yeah, all that stuff's hard. I mean, it's just so match point with injuries when you start adding something like that. I mean, everything's a bit like that. I mean, I don't have much tenacity in life, you know? Like, but again, comedy's the same. If you do comedy the first time, and if it was just... You wouldn't even know if it was a shit gig or not, because you don't even know that. But if you went shit, it was like... I probably never would have done it again, you know?
Yeah,
I would have just been like, fuck this.
I think everyone who's stuck it out has a pretty similar story with their first gig. It was just happened to be really nice.
For me, it was, which was great. And then, but then you eat shit eventually, but then you already know, like, you've already been up.
Yeah.
But I think, if you hadn't been up...
ruin you.
And that was your first one was bad, because it's bad anyway the first time. Mm-hmm. It's bad, you know. So, and that, you know, you just got no control over that. I mean, that's on God a bit, because really, you know, you don't know what's a good room, you don't know anything about it. And like, I mean, there's more going on now, but when I started it wasn't. There was less, you know.
How long ago was that?
Oh, like 15 years ago. Right. Ages ago. Yeah.
In Sydney.
Yeah, nice.
Cool. Okay. But tell me more about the skate park. Like, were you strictly working on your moves? Were you making friends with everybody?
Oh, I had a good crew. I mean, I never really skated parks much.
Yeah. Okay.
Till later in skating. Okay. I would always skate the streets and the city. And that's where I met homies with now.
Yeah.
And then skating there. Got to skate a lot of, like, good Sydney spots that aren't there anymore, you know, like old head spots, which was good.
That's cool.
And then the parks wasn't till later. But, I mean, it's all the same, you know. But the streets was good, you know.
I feel like the park would be an easier way to, like, start talking with someone, though. On the streets, what do you just skate past them and be like, hey?
Well, I mean, to put it like... Like, the skate park is improv, you know, and the streets is stand up.
Okay.
You know?
Cool.
It's a bit like that.
That's a great analogy. damn, that's so nice that you're still friends with those people, though. What's the secret?
I mean, a lot of people come and go, you know? Yeah. But still skate. Would I skate with anyone? Yeah, still do. Not as much, but like, definitely skate with some of the same crew.
Mm-hmm.
From back in the, you know, 20 years ago. Yeah, which is pretty sick.
That's great. And you still play basketball as well, hey?
Oh, I just sort of started mucking around again playing basketball, but just shooting, not games. I'm maybe a bit old for the games with the body and the knees going a bit. I mean, you still shoot a bit. I really want to, because I'm being a bit toy. Like, I'm practicing for nothing is what I'm doing, you know? I'm in the shower with the shampoo bottle telling jokes, you know, in terms of what I'm doing in basketball. But if the day ever comes that I play, I'll be ready.
Yeah, good.
I'll tell you that.
I have to ask, is it like the movies when you are shooting hoops with your friends, where it's like the only time the boys are talking about their feelings and they're all shooting some?
Well, I don't really go with anyone, so maybe I'm thinking about my feelings. I mean, I guess you always are, but I'm mostly there with my own. Sometimes I go with my a homie or whatever, but like, I mean, everyone wants to go shoot hoops, but it's just finding the time, because I normally just go at the drop of a hat, you know. And it's 24/7, which is good, because I went the other morning. I went at like 1 a.m. after comedy.
That's
the
other day.
And it's good. I mean, I guess it's the same as like fitness gyms or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
I used to love going to the gym after comedy, actually. Yeah, it's really fun if you do well or if you bomb. Like, it's motivating, you know?
Yeah.
Go beat up a bag and pretend it's an audience.
It's, exactly. I mean, you never know how it's going to go. So they should, everything should be 24 hours.
Yeah, I agree. Everything should be 24 hours, especially in, like, the big smoke, you know?
Yeah. It's getting better, but we'll see.
It's all right.
Yeah. Be good if they had comedy club going 24, you know, and you could just pop in when you felt like it.
Yeah. Well, they've got those long ones, isn't it, in New York, where they've just got it runs on for hours and hours, and the audience comes in and out, and it's like, just doesn't fucking stop.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it does seem like. I mean, I don't really know enough about those shows, but I don't know what. I mean, I've been to some of those shows in the States, I guess. But it does seem like you could do a lot of work in, like, well, in New York City, I guess. which would be great, which would be good. Yeah, but then I remember in Sydney they had a show here that it was at midnight and it was just, there was no one, you know, it just didn't work. Like,
no one's there or it's fucking chaos because they're shit-faced.
You know, yeah, I guess so.
Australians, like, yeah, can't be trusted.
Yeah, and people get tired here too a bit, and it's harder to get around. And there's, you know, like blah blah cities, you know.
Yeah, there was a show in Brisbane after, so stupid, after a metal show. It was like midnight comedy show. So they just finished with all these heavy bands, and then they're like, "Here's some comedy." And I think it lasted one, maybe two shows because someone immediately got in a fight. You know.
Oh, true. Yeah, no, that's not going to help.
It's not the right environment.
The I was going to say, yeah, I don't know, but I wish it was, and or but conversely, it'd be good. I mean, you hear this theory a lot, but like, have the show at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll be there and I'll do it. Well, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing tradie hours on comedy sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, it would be handy, totally. But there's no way, man. Even the daylight savings is fucking up the shows. Like, just the vibe.
Yeah, yeah, no, it is. It's a nighttime thing. I understand that, yeah.
Well, I did do one like, little hippie festival, did a show there, and it was middle of the day outside, and I don't know if it was the drugs or what, but everyone was pretty stoked. It was awesome.
Yeah,
it's a really,
but it's not the norm. That's not the norm, you know. Normally, yeah, like it is. You need like something about the night time.
Yeah,
is the right time.
It's the cover of darkness, so people can feel free to laugh and not be judged.
I guess so. Yeah, I suppose it is.
I don't know. It's my theory.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing. I recently watched your new Redfern Electrical.
Oh, true. Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Now, obviously, it's also silly. Do you actually live with Nat?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Nah.
Do you live with your partner?
No.
You live on your own?
Yeah, I live on my own, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. It's good.
That is good.
But I did, like, I live near enough to Nat, you know, like, we live, like, maybe 3 or 4 houses away.
Yeah. Oh,
so it's all, I mean, not so, I mean, I don't really like to, you know, whatever, but it's all, you know, like, more or less.
Yeah.
True, you know?
Yeah, of course. That's so cool. Man, do you just see each other all the time?
Yeah, I mean, mostly, and it's like, I mean, in our world now, we're the furthest apart. Oh, no, because he was So, I mean, things have changed a bit, but we still live in the same suburb because it's like maybe like, maybe 4 or 5 blocks, you know, that might as well be the North and South Hemisphere, you know. It's like, oh, what is it? Yeah, all right, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's been good, always living close to him for sure.
Yeah, that's so good, man. I've got like, you know, Duggan up the same street as us, basically, and a couple other friends literally streets away. And you're right, I mean, we're not seeing each other every other day, but it's so handy.
Well, I mean, proximity just does inform. I mean, if you say it's about friendships, proximity definitely informs friendships, I think.
Yeah.
And not even as you get older, but, like, definitely help. You know, because it's hard, the logistics, like, in this day and age, you know, or whatever, and in any day and age. And if you can just walk somewhere, or, like, what are you doing now? It's more because everyone's so impulsive. So it's like, oh, come on. Oh, yeah, sweat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, with distance, the impulsiveness goes and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it depends how you live, you know. And not that I don't value people I know that don't live close, but it's just good. And even like Nat and I, like, he was in Melbourne. I mean, we knew each other and we hung, and then he's like, oh, I'm moving to Redfern, I'm in Redfern, I'm on this street, oh, I'm like that, you know. That's sort of how I just started, you know. So that was
but the proximity thing is it's come up multiple times on the podcast, because it's not just as you get older, it's everything from, it's literally how you make friends as a kid. It's like, oh, your neighbor,
yeah,
your people sitting near you at school.
Yeah.
You know, it's just anyone who's close by will just...
Yeah.
...something out.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. I get excited when my, like, upstairs neighbor smiles at me. I'm like, she's close enough. We should be friends. It'd just be so convenient.
Well, it is proximity, but then within an apartment block, the world's out. It's all changed then. You hate the guy, like, you know, I don't like the guy next to me, you know, and all this stuff. And then, within the build, you know, like, but I like the guy probably in the furthest apartment away, you know, and all this stuff.
Yeah,
Nick probably would be the furthest.
Maybe that's okay. So it's because we're seeing too much. into each other's lives when you're that
I close. Don't know. Yeah, maybe it is like...
They become inconvenient for each other because of sounds and smells.
Mate, I don't even know if it's that or more... I mean, I guess it would be behaviourally or something, you know? Like, I don't want to see... You don't want to see your friends put their rubbish in the bin or whatever.
Oh my God, that's
maybe.
So true. That's so true. I have... I really don't want to give away my location here, but there's a cafe near my house... and I go there every day, do my writing or work. I just love it.
Yeah.
I love the staff there.
There's a lot of cafe, you know, like it'll be, yeah.
But I don't know, some people have said what's up.
Solve the case, yeah, a cafe nearby.
It's a cafe across the road and I love them. I'm there all the time. But then when, like, I go out to take my bins out and I see them and they see me and I'm in my cleaning...
Yeah, I mean, no one cares, but it's more just, it's just like, but I guess what we're saying is everyone does fucking care, maybe, or something.
I don't need them seeing that. I don't need that side of me out there, you know?
Yeah, the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good. It's good having homies close, like, yeah. For sure.
Oh, that's nice. It's really nice. I'd love to... have like one day, you know, retire. I don't want kids or anything, and one day I'd just like to retire and have a big block of land where all my friends have houses on the land, but they're not that close, but they're close enough, you know. It's a commune, really.
Oh, it could be done. I mean, with everything going on, there's still areas out there that are, you know, pretty grim now, but in, you know, 20, 30 years, it'll be all right, you know.
Yeah.
So if ever, but you'd have to get everyone together and go, oh, we're going here. But the thing is, you know, people's lives change, you know, like,
I know.
As you get older. But
selfish, honestly.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
So you do have an electrical company.
Yeah, absolutely. Redfern Electrical.
Redfern Electrical, everybody get around them. Have you copped many friends asking you to do electrical work, like free electrical work?
Oh, no, because, I mean, that's the other thing why I like being, like, tradesman versus comedy or whatever. Mm. People respect tradesmen. Mm. They don't respect entertainment. You know, people really don't expect you to do work for free or even, like... I mean, I look after people, you know, but people really aren't looking for that, you know, at least with electrical.
That's
great. And you know, people have the money there with them and stuff to pay you most of the time. You don't have any problem with stuff like that. The things that are just like fraught in comedy, you know, like not getting money or when do you get it, you know, or and all this stuff and like, and so, but but I get a lot of word of mouth for the business, mm-hmm. which is great.
That's so good. Well, because my sister's husband is an electrician.
Oh, true.
All of his mates are tradies, and they do each other's work for him. Like, he's building or refurbing a place at the moment. And so they'll all come over and do, like, the plumbing and do...
Oh, yeah.
But then they kind of, like, take turns and they'll do it for each other, you know?
Yeah. Well, it all works out. Yeah. You'll do a lot of stuff like that and depending on what it is or... it all goes around, you know?
Yeah.
But the trades are so basic that they're good in that way, you know? Everyone needs a, you know, stove and all this stuff.
Yeah. Such a fucking handy skill.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to know.
Like, compared to something like comedy, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's good. It's good having both, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I enjoy being a tradesman for the most part. You know,
oh,
I mean,
cool.
It can be stressful. It can all be stressful. Everything when it's going well is good, and when it's going bad, it's like, oh, what am I doing? You know, when you're up in the roof space and it's like 50 degrees or something, you know, it's like this is too hot.
That's too hot.
You know, like, I can't be up here and it's all itchy as far. I mean, I was up there yesterday, so I'm just reliving it. But you know, in comedy, you're always in the roof space a bit as well. So I don't know what the answer is.
All right. Do you ever make friends with the, like, clients, customers? What do you call them?
Oh, yeah, clients, customers, either or. I suppose I have.
Yeah.
I suppose I have. Like, you get along with people and... I mean, everyone's kind of local, you know, or whatever. So, like, there's a lot of people I've met through work that we'll keep in touch with.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's like the porno classic, except for friends, you know?
I guess... I don't know what that means, but...
You don't know what that means?
No, but it's... but, you just... It's good, It's good when it's good, you know?
That's good. Oh, that's really good. I just meant like, sorry, I just meant like with the oh, pizza delivery or oh, a handyman's here, you know, there's a, it's a porn trope, except.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I happened to, actually one of the baristas at the cafe across the road from here, when we got to talking like a little while ago, we spoke about comedy, because it's like, what are you doing? He was like, oh, I know the Johns.
Oh, true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he knows you personally or if it's just a fan.
Yeah, okay.
He's like a real cool guy with tattoos. And so I was wondering, like, are all your mates cool guys with tattoos?
No, no, not at all, not okay. at all. Okay. I mean, I guess there's a few. I've got a few tattoos and I know people like that. I mean, yeah, it's all pretty basic stuff, isn't it? It's all pretty funny. But, yeah, I don't know who that is. But, yeah, because, I mean, comedy always, you know, but when you're sort of in places, you know, when you're on Comedy Hours, it invariably comes up, because it's like you'll go there and whatever, and then they're sort of like, you know, because if you're not working, not people do think like, what the fuck is this person that's doing? Because I think that when I see people, and I'm around, totally. You know, and if people aren't, I go, what the fuck do they do? You know, and I hate bringing it up. I'm the last, you know, I'd rather tell someone I was about to die than do stand up. You know, like, oh, I'm actually a comedian. I mean, it's a bit better now because, like, I mean, I still don't make enough money to call, like, be professional, really. Yeah. So it's like, yeah. It is embarrassing to say that you do it. But, you know, you're always, there's, and then you sort of have to go, oh, I do.
I know.
It's hard. I don't like, oh, I'm a comedian. Like, I really don't like that. It's embarrassing.
I usually say I do comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, yeah, it's like you don't want, because then you can sort of walk away. Comedians almost implies some sort of transference, you know, like where it's like I'm a comedian.
And it's so Australian.
You're identifying as a comedian.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh,
no. I don't identify as a comedian. I just like, you know.
it's almost like we're, I wouldn't dare to, I'm not so entitled to say that I'm a thing, you know. I do stuff and whatever. I wouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, I really hate it. I mean, that's why I like having the electrical facade, I suppose, because at any, I could just walk away and go, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, stand up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. You must, it's me, someone else. But if it's going, I do, you know, like, but, and then even like, I mean, the role of comedian is fucking way more embarrassing these days, you know, like comedy's way more prevalent, bad comedy is the norm, you know, like all this front camera gear and all this stuff is just fucking everything. Everywhere. And I have less pride in it now, you know, which is something I'll probably have to deal with, but like,
no, that's understandable,
you know. It is, it's like, it's not really that cool. I don't think it's that cool, you know.
Totally. I have like gotten a bit of a following lately, and it's very exciting and cool, but someone called me a TikToker or like Instagram person the other day, and I was like, that implies that you're doing front-facing shit. All I'm doing is putting up clips of doing stand-up. Like, this, can you take me?
I was running rooms in Brisbane before know.
I'm,
you know,
trying to be that thing.
Yeah, it is. It's terrifying. But yeah, it's just funny how it just does come up the way, and you have to respond. Oh, and then, but people, even when people are supportive, it's hard. I find, you know, like oh, comedy, like where do you play? You know, all this stuff, and I never know where. So people go, where do you play? And it's like, I perform every night of the week. I couldn't tell you where. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's the other hard thing about it. It's like, oh, you know, I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, it's all over the place.
Like, where do you do gigs, you know? And it's like, I never have the answer for that.
That's a crazy question, though. That's on them. I will admit, because, you know, I obviously hear people all the time being like, no, I just tell everyone I'm an accountant. and I do have, like, I walk dogs, so I have a job I can always
tell people. Yeah.
But there have definitely been times where I'm excited to just be like, no, I do comedy. And then.
Yeah. If you're in it, Well, yeah.
I'll admit that.
It'll go well. Sometimes you just can't, or you'll just let it slip or whatever.
Oh, totally.
Pretty funny.
Well, sometimes it just makes no sense as to why you're out at this time and sober and getting picked up by an Uber or something. And they're just like, so you're partying? And. No, I'm not.
Oh, I didn't even think about the nighttime side. I was thinking more about the daytime. No, but you're right. Yeah. Like, yeah, get in the Uber to the, where are you going? You're like, oh, you know, or whatever.
Oh, is that a comedy club? Yeah, you're meeting friends. Like, again, I could just lie. But also sometimes, look, That's how you get a new fan.
Yeah. No, it's just such a mixed bag. Like, it is just, it's just the role, like, more of the roller coaster, isn't it?
Yeah. It's fine. It's lucky we get to decide what information we want to share and when.
Yeah.
It's wonderful being an autonomous human being.
It is good, like, not telling people and just, like, being around a lot in the day, you know, or that's what I like. Yeah. That's good as well. Just like, how are they doing this? You know, like, you can't, yeah.
Woke up at 10 again?
Yeah. Oh, I can't sleep that late anymore, but...
No, actually, me neither. I did the other day for the first time in maybe years, and it was uncomfortable. It was very sad.
Was it a later night? You know what I mean? Like, did you push the parameters back, or was it just like...
It was because I had drugged myself with a sedative because I had an allergic reaction, and the only antihistamines I had in the house were, like, strong... drowsy ones.
Yeah, okay.
Nergens,
yeah.
And I really needed to take an antihistamine, so I had that one and I was just out.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus... Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What is antihistamine?
So your body, when you have an allergic reaction, it's having like a histamine.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's the hay fever one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty cute reason.
No, because where I'm at, I've never had it in my life, what I would call hay fever, but where I live in Redfern, I guess you got the trees, the plane trees, which are infamous for allergies, aren't they?
Yeah.
And yeah, I really noticed it quite badly. And I've got the shit there, the Telfast, but I don't really know like what it is or what's going on. But it is funny that you take it and it works.
Oh, it's crazy. You know? I mean, some of them don't because I've got so many allergies.
Sorry to hear.
Thank you. Mostly animals and food, so yeah. It's cool, you know. I'm a dog walker and I have a cat, but we'll just cop it.
Yeah.
but yeah, those most of the antihistamines are non-drowsy.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's just fine. It gets rid of it, but then there's the strong shit. And it's a bit of fun.
You got to drowse it up. Yeah. No, it's good to have a lay in. I mean, the best thing about having a big sleep in is like... More than even the benefit of the sleeping is the mental, like, oh my God, like I slept, like just knowing how long you slept more so than the, but maybe that is a reaction to the physical thing. But whenever it's me, I always like, you're just like, oh my God, 12 hours, like that must be good, you know, like I don't know what that is, my body, but I guess that is your reaction to it. But it's more of a mental reaction.
Totally. When I'm the up big too sleep, late, I get mad if Jacob tells me what time it is because I'm able to convince myself I'm having more sleep than I am.
Yeah.
If it's 4, I'm like, no, it's 11 p.m. And if he mentions the fucking time, I'm like, I'm going to smash your phone. Don't ruin my
you shouldn't. That's wrong. But I'm the opposite now. I'm like, you know, like the party now, they say nothing good happens after 3 a.m. Now I'm older, I'm like, nothing good happens after 3 p.m. You know, I'm just like, go to bed, if I can get up, wait when the sun, you know, I'm up when the sun comes up now. Like,
God, you really do want morning shows.
It's,
huh?
Yeah, it's humiliating. I mean, it just happens. It's just what happens, you know?
Yeah.
If you think it's going to happen, it will happen to you. I know, but it's just something. It's just like everything in my life. And, you know, I'm just like, yeah, let's go, you know, 6 o'clock, what's happening, you know?
No, I do really feel it. Like, I love gigs. It's so much fun, but it's the only thing, really, that I want to get dragged out of the house for after dark. I actually, it's not that I'm scared, but I'm like, honestly, it's not safe for me to be out. I should probably just stay in with my cat and just hang out, smoke some weed.
Yeah, I mean, it's nicer in summer, you know, but yeah. Then it is a bit of a winter thing. I don't know, when you got good show, like, it's all, it's, you'll, you know, it just changes, yeah, but when, yeah. But when that winter here in Sydney, it's like, yeah, once it hits a bit, you're like, oh, I don't want to. Yeah. No, I can't leave, you know.
Yeah, totally.
But then that's just your job, you know, so.
Yeah.
It changes.
Apparently girls cancel gigs way more than guys, and I think it's because we're just always like, my period, or, oh, I'm sad.
Oh, I don't know the stats, you know. I mean,
I hear things. Maybe people are just being misogynistic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, I just try and do, but I mean, it's hard booking gigs sometimes, you know, like, I'm the worst for the organising it all, and then sometimes it does all fall through, and people be calling you, and you'll be like in another state, and you're like, God. Oh, that's right.
Oh my God, I know a comic who was sleeping through his solo show at a festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty funny. They called him up, they finally got a hold of him, and he's like, what? And they're like, you've got your show about to start in 20 minutes. And he's like, what? I am high and in another city.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, yeah, you couldn't, yeah, it's hard to do other city. If it's in the same city, you can normally make it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, no good. Speaking of being high, you're somewhat on the record, famously smoke a little bit of weed sometimes. Am I correct in saying this?
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God! I'm sorry.
God's lettuce.
Have you ever had the fucking the dealer thing where a dealer's trying to be your mate and it's no fun?
Oh yeah, I can't even remember. Like, I'm definitely part of, like, you know, I don't even know what you'd call it, like. Early noughties Aussie bong culture, you know, like that sort of shit. Like, to me, there's two strains of weed, you know, and it was shit that was grown in some cunt's yard or some cunt's roof, you know, like, not all these new things and lollies and all this shit. And, like, you know, definitely had the Powerade bottle. I mean, I'd hate to do, I mean, I used to do a few bugs not far from here, but not that long ago. But now, if I had a fucking Billy now, it would rock me, I reckon. Oh, I'd have it for fun. If someone's like, have it, and I'd be like, all right, I'll have it, you know. But, like,
yeah, it'd be crazy. These days you get a little vape, it's like so fancy.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to remember, like, where I'd get. And then lately it's been nothing like crazy, and then you got the prescription there, you know, which I've got, which is good, you know. Oh.
That's great.
And I'm more sort of doing it that way now, that I'm a bit old. I can't be doing the messaging people I don't know, or these apps, or you know what I mean?
Totally.
I don't. It's embarrassing. I don't want to do it, you know. I don't want the pineapple crush or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Although they've got the fancy stuff from the doctors, don't they?
Oh, possibly. It's all price. They've done the pricing, so I think it's all, no one, you know, no one's winning either way. It's all pretty steady.
That's
which
really
is good. But if you're wondering if medical marijuana is for you, then it is, you know, and you can get it. And it is, it is good. It just helps. I mean, I don't know what this is all going to turn into, but, like, me being a proponent for it. But it just changes everything, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you get it from the chemist, you know, you're going to the chemist to get it. They've got it there.
Oh, that's,
and, like, I was going, my friend, we were going together or whatever.
Yeah.
We're going to get it. We each got prescriptions, you know, and he's like, we're going in, he's like, oh, should we go in together, you know? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, don't you worry, you know, this is the doctors now. And, like, you know, if you work on the road as much as I do and travel and fly, whatever, you know, you can take it with you without worrying in the world, you know. And so that's
so
all
cool.
That stuff is good, you know.
That's so freaking cool.
Because it does, you know, it does help with things like sleep, you know, if you're traveling a lot, working and stuff,
yeah.
And, like, so yeah, that's where I'm at with it. I can't remember, like, being stuck, like the Dave Chappelle whatever show, like, when you're at the guy's house, he's like, stay and play video games or something.
Exactly.
No, I never really did that shit. I'm just trying to think where I've got on over the years. I can't even, I mean, it makes sense that I can't remember, but, like, I can't remember, you know, just random things, or there's, you know, there'd always be some homie local sort of slanging, you know. That's what I, you know, it's always knew the person.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm like you know, when you know, people hit me up, oh, if you need any, you know what I mean, come through. And, like, that's always a lot easier than, like, oh, hey, man, when are you going,
oh,
you know,
God.
Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. No, that's definitely all I've had as, like, a actual adult. But I remember, like, being a teenager, it was so much of the just sitting around. And like, I remember that was like a rule for some people where, no, if you're going to go, you got to smoke a couple of bongs with him and, you know, kind of just wait till he gives you the vibe that it's cool to leave, or he'll just not give you the weed until...
Fortunately, I escaped all of that.
That's good.
Yeah, you can't, you know, and I'm not hanging out at the chemist, I'll tell you that, you know what I mean? I'm not talking about, so are you going to get some more Violet Crumbles in next week or whatever? Like, oh, sick, you know, they're just in and out.
So
they got to get it ready, you know, which I don't even know what that means, but they get it ready. And,
that's such a good point. Because some of the drugs you buy from a chemist, they actually will make in store. I wonder if they're like going off and chopping off little buds from a...
I think it's just they've got a bigger thing.
Yeah.
And
they need to weigh it.
Yeah, I guess they're doing all that stuff, you know, and then, but I think it, like, I don't know where they get, I think it might be imported, you know, there's still rules around cultivating in Australia, so while it's legal at the medical level, they're still importing it from overseas, you know, stuff like that. But I mean, I'm not one of these guys going, oh, they're importing it and all, like, it's all, I don't even know, you know, it's definitely like, they're definitely like liberal with it, which is good.
Oh, that's so cool. Congratulations. I want one.
Yeah, well, you can get it. Well, you just, yeah, I mean, it's easy to get, you know.
I've got endometriosis, which is like a uterus.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know what all that stuff is, yeah.
Oh, here, on top of it. Yeah, they'll for sure give me a script for that because it's so painful.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it does help. It helps with pain and inflammation and everything and, like, all this stuff. And then, you know, I remember when I got it, I was like, oh, you know, definitely helps with sleep and stuff. And, like, you don't have to be, like, in there, like, pretending you don't know what it is. Like, it's like, you know, because you don't want to say you've got anxiety all the time when you die, bullshit, totally. Like, oh, whatever, mental health. I was just like, look, it just helps with sleep, performing. Yeah. Sometimes you are, you know, you're up and then you got to get up in the morning or whatever. So, like,
that's so good.
All that stuff. And then I remember she goes, like, okay, so that'll help you at night. And then she said that, you know, this is a doctor, what about the day?
Yeah.
What do you need for the day? I was like, oh, well, yeah, maybe in the day too, you know, like.
That's awesome. Oh, that's so good. Actually, yeah, I've found since I've been going to a doctor who I have to pay for, like they don't bulk bill, it's so much better. And when I do get like strong painkillers for my endo, he's just like, absolutely, how many do you want? Like, how are these ones working for you? Instead of being like, are you a junkie? Like, no.
Yeah, I guess. Well, that's the American model of healthcare, I suppose. They, like, if you got money, like, you know, you're good.
Yeah,
you know, like.
I mean, I'm very grateful for the public healthcare that we do have here, but it's certainly flawed in its ways.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's lowest common denominator. You know, so some stuff can be tricky like that, and stuff like that where it's like, oh yeah, you just need, you know, couple tablets or whatever. And it's like, no, absolutely not. You know, whereas like they're just the couple that'll help you.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's a good read. Sometimes they are a bit of fun.
Yeah.
We have some sleepover games.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Would you like to get into those?
Not really, but we'll see.
We don't have to.
We'll see. Oh, well, what are they?
They're just Would You Rather, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Bend or Snap, which you probably don't know what it is, but I'll explain it.
Yeah, I don't know what bend and snap, because I must have seen something lately. Like, not that I don't get, but it's like, I can't be fucked now keeping up, and then I can't even... Yeah, what's the context
Eloise,
of do a bend and snap?
Bend or snap is basically, it's if a friend is this or does this, does your friendship bend? Like, do you bend on it or does it snap?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Things,
so, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah, all right.
You don't want to play the other game?
No, we'll do... Let's do the bend silly. And snap.
Okay. All right. Bend or snap. This one's pretty serious. If they're rude to servers.
And, okay, so it's the bend and snap. You're there.
Yeah.
And it's happening.
Yeah. Or they're just, like, consistently rude to, like, waiters and stuff.
I mean, depends how bad it was, you know. You'd find a way. Everyone, it's all God's creatures, I suppose, but you'd find a way to not go out. You know, it depends how serious their route, you know what I mean? Like, or whatever.
That's a bend, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm bending on that. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Oh, but it, I mean, it depends what it is. You know, I'm not the type. I mean, I don't really have falling outs with people so much and all these sort of things, you
That's
know.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's good. I definitely have mentioned this before as well, but it's like the expectation of a friend is so much lower. It's not like a romantic partner, you know. It's
I
wouldn't recommend any of my friends date that guy, but like he's a great mate.
Yeah, okay.
And you're able to get away with more, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What else in the bend and snap? It's all a bit Larry David.
Is it?
I suppose. Well, you know what I mean. That's all quite curb stuff.
Yeah. Bend or snap? If they try and fail to do their own electrical work.
I mean, I wouldn't snap on it, but it's like, what, you know, like, I'm independent. But, I mean, people don't really do that as much. You don't see that. Oh, you see a few things, you know. Like, people might hit you up for jobs, and then someone said recently, oh, don't worry, like, my dad's going to do it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, fucking good luck to your dad, you know. Or, yeah. But some, you know, what it depends on what it is. But I don't recommend if you don't know what you're doing, you know, like... Yeah. Because, you know, electrical, there's just a few things. I mean, I get caught all the time, you know. I get electrocuted, you know, myself. Jesus. And I know what I'm doing. So, like, if you're doing it, you know, there's just little things that you might not, you know, or whatever, and you might not know what the double square on the light fitting means if it's double insulated and so you don't need to take an earth, you know, or things like that.
Yeah.
So, no bend or snap, but just think about what you're doing. Be safe, you know.
It's very logical.
Yeah.
Good
but
advice.
People generally snap, you know. You shouldn't do it. You should call, like, licensed people for work, you know. And that would almost go for any trade.
Yeah.
Unless you really know what you're doing, you know. People, like, trade, you know, some trades get a bad rap, but, like, all professional work, people that do things, it's like anything, you know.
Of course.
And that's what's so frustrating about our job, because you've got people command, you know, you... certain skills that take a long time to build up, and then people think, oh no, I can do comedy now, you know. And it's like, can you, you know, like, you're doing, it's unlicensed what you're doing, you know, like,
I would say totally.
But I mean, also the good thing is that it doesn't, you know, it can just be wild too, like that. So I don't even know what I'm saying.
You know what you're talking about. You don't want to play the other games? They're really chill.
We'll try them.
All right. Would you rather only be allowed to play basketball or skate? I feel like...
Oh, what would I choose?
Yeah.
Body injuries notwithstanding.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Probably skate. I mean, I like basketball, but I've only just started fucking around with it again. Mm-hmm. Skating, I've done it for a long time, and it takes you all over the world. I know more people all around from skating, you know, like, the community's cool. Team sports, like, I do like getting into more sports as I get older, and basketball is a sick game when it's done right and stuff. Yeah. But, like, the organising, my God, you know, I couldn't play games because, you know, people all the time, you want to play, it's like, well, one, I work at night,
yeah,
and then, like, so maybe I could come to one game or something. Mm-hmm. You know, I love shooting around when I can, don't get me wrong, but I think it would have to be skating. But my knee's been fucked, so I haven't been skating much at all, which has been a tragedy. But injuries aside, and I think it is getting better, mm-hmm, I would choose skating.
Okay, all right, good call. Would you rather get free tattoos for life or be able to smoke weed on your balcony in peace?
Oh, it'd have to be smoke weed on the balcony in peace, yeah.
Nothing from real estate.
None, yeah. If I would do anything to have that, actually. I mean, at the moment, I don't even have a balcony, so it's flawed. But theoretically, it's just, you shouldn't be able to, like... I mean, I haven't got much statements to society. But, you know, I'm not saying, you know, on your balcony. And I get it, yeah, maybe it goes off to the other balcony. Yeah. You know, because that's what happened, my show. You know, I lived that for a long time. And not, you know, and then the art is made. But, like... I guess people have babies and stuff, they come, but shut the window or something, you know, I guess. Unless it was like constant, you know, if it's just there, I mean, I guess it can be constant sometimes, but yeah, the answer to that question is the balcony. Yeah. Yeah, and I'd be happy to pay for tattoo, you know what I mean? Same like paying any tradesman, you know? You do an apprenticeship as a tattooer.
That's so true.
Don't forget.
And also, like, you've only got so much space that you can have tattooed. It's like, eventually, it's
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you run out of real estate, unless depending on how far you want to go.
Yeah,
and like yeah, you can definitely push it. But and I mean, I've been lucky to swap work for tattoo. You know, with some shops and stuff I know. So like,
that's awesome.
The people that tattoo in Sydney have been and in Australia have been good to me. Mm. So that's I've sort of got it both ways. Yeah.
Mm, fuck yeah.
Which is good.
That's great. All right. See, if you don't want to answer any of these, it's fine, but they're very chill.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill, real estate agents, cops, and guys who do blue collar face.
What's like blue collar face, like pretending to be trade, like artists and stuff, right. Like you see a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I think, yeah, maybe kill them. And then, you know, I mean, I'd almost, what are the other two? Fuck and marry.
Yeah.
The other two, maybe fuck the real estate. Oh, but see, I mean, I don't mind the other cops or real estate. Like, oh, and I hate the way they're just trodden on. Mm-hmm. I mean, ACAB and all that stuff. But like, I don't know. The world is so new, you know. It's hard to like. And I really hate the just real estate getting banged. But then also, like, yeah. They will do something to make you fucking hate them.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. I got my inspection coming Friday. I got the inspection. You know, they come and have a look.
Mm-hmm.
Just rant, you know, whatever. And the ones I got now aren't, you know, they're not bad, but I had a chill small one and then they, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And then next minute they sort of fucked off and it's a bigger conglomerate. So you're getting the automated emails and all this and like, you know, oh, this will go on now, but like... It, but anyway, I got the inspection. They send you the message, you know, it's a few weeks' notice. It's not about the notice, but they say, oh, we're coming at this time. And it'll be Friday between 9 and 12. And, like, without even getting into the what time, you know what I mean? Friday. Yeah. When, you know, like, who... If I was working for someone, I couldn't do it, you know? And, like... Yeah. I don't understand what people...
Well, I think that it is very specifically certain kinds of real estate agents. And I would argue probably exclusively rental agents... That people have the biggest beefs with.
Yeah, well, especially now.
Yeah.
But they'll treat you like... Anyway, sorry, and then... So what was I saying? So they can't... They say, Friday, 9 and 12:30, whatever it is, let us know if you'll be home.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we'll bring our key and let ourselves in and do the inspection. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, look... I don't know if I'm going to be home. This 3 weeks, I don't know.
Yeah.
So maybe bring your key.
Yeah.
Just bring it, you know what I mean? And then they message back saying, well, we don't have a key. But you said about the key, you know what I mean? And this is why people hate it, because it's like, I guess, you know, I mean, I'm not, you know, I am sensitive, but not too sensitive. It's like, I could cop and fucking automated email. It's not that. But, like, don't tell me there's a key when there's not a key.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, just tell me we've got to be there, you know?
Ugh.
And it's things like that, and it's communication things. And I think the fact that it is, I mean, I don't want to be on record going, oh, it's a fucking unskilled job. I know you got to do a certificate or whatever. But I guess because I've done a trade cunt. So, like, you know, I'm hard, but, like, it's that, and that's why people don't, and that's why people do it, because they think they can make money with a smaller amount of education. Not saying it's easy to do. Not, you know, there's people out there, you know, they can come for me.
You're being careful.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, I appreciate your nuance. You're absolutely correct, but the ones I'm talking about in this hypothetical are the shit ones.
Oh yeah, when they get you, when they throw it, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it is hard. It's just hard to eat shit like that and respond to that email. Okay, then I'll be here then.
Uh-huh.
Which is what you're telling, you know, they're trying to have it both ways, like, mm-hmm. where it's like, no, I have to be here and make plans to be here.
Yeah.
You know, in 3 weeks' time, God knows what's happening. I have to put work off or whatever, you know?
Oh my God, it's insane. All right, any answer then?
What I can't remember what I said.
Kill blue collar face, guys who do blue collar face, and then there's fucking for the cops or real estate agents.
I guess, like, oh, the fuck. I mean, they're both sort of similar, you know. Fuck cops. I suppose just for I don't know if you've seen the Big Les show, but that's a Mike Nolan tribute with a big fuck cops tattoo across his thing. So for that reason, I'll say that, and then marry the real estates.
All right.
But you sort of painted into a bit of a corner with that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Question I'd say, but let's go. All right, next
one's more fun.
Yeah, I'm on a roll. No, that was good too. I had the story.
Okay, fuck, marry, kill. The feeling after crushing to thousands of people, a free weekend, and smashing stuff.
Okay, so what's a free weekend? Like, as in, like, having nothing on.
Yeah.
oh, I don't give a shit about that. So kill that. And okay. then, I mean, I like work. And then what was the other smashing stuff? Just like,
yeah.
just breaking stuff, yeah. Limp Bizkit or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and then, or would you just say, fuck that? I mean, the one I rate the highest is, I mean, performing, when you're lucky to perform again to a big crowd, or any crowd, I mean, crowd numbers are irrelevant really at shows, yeah. you know, because yeah. it is, and not to be like, it's the vibe or whatever, fuck the vibe word, but mm-hmm. like, you know, you can have the best show, you know, to not, you know, like, to not many people, I mean, that's such mm-hmm. a like, nerd comedian thing to say, like, actually, any gig, you know, but I get, yeah, when the bigger the better too, but a lot is lost to in the big gig, you know, you got to play big big things a certain way.
I haven't done any shows that big, so I don't know, but I like,
oh, your time is coming, don't worry.
But I do know how good it can be when it's really small,
yeah,
how fun it can be to like really easily connect with the people that are right there, but
yeah.
I imagine when it's like fucking roaring crowd, it probably feels pretty good.
Don't know if I've ever really done thousands either. I suppose maybe a couple times, which can be good. So yeah, maybe fuck, that's good. Like, that's, I mean, yeah, I mean, the fuck, the passion of doing that is like, yeah. it is, I mean, it is, I guess that's why, you know, you're doing stand-up comedy in primary school, everyone's sitting on the silver chair, you know, the school yeah. playground things, yeah, and there's fucking yeah. gum nuts falling on everyone's head and all this stuff. And then man, one time I remember I was in primary school. Yeah. This is a crazy... I remember this so clearly. I always think this like... Not that I hate all this new gratitude stuff, but like this... I remember my... I don't know what happened. My mouth... I was just must have been looking something, and I remember this... I got this... Remember this gum nut must have fallen from the sky, and it went down my throat, like down, and I was choking.
Oh,
by
my God.
No one saw it, but the energy of it like going and the choke forced it straight back up again. Like I just... Jesus. This gum nut went down my throat like that, and then straight back up. Little kid, like not even 10.
Yeah.
And I remember just thinking, what the fuck, you know? But if anything, like, it just went down. I didn't forget. I remember where I was. Like, I could go there now, you know, Oakley West, primary school, and I remember exactly where I was.
Oh, my God.
And so, like, so for that reason, yeah, the big crowds are good, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is hard to beat that. I forget the other two. I don't. Yeah, the free weekend. I mean, it's good having free time, I guess. But like, yeah. it's good to be busy and be working on stuff too. Like, and then I mean, smashing stuff. Oh, I smash less stuff now that I'm older.
Okay.
You know, you can't be getting away with this. Like, breaking stuff. I just think we're like, but I don't. I do enjoy. You know, like it's good. Sometimes I'll do like a kitchen renovation or something like that. So it's sort of control. Like that it is fun. You know, and like.
Fun.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, you know, bloody Instagram story videos, I'll be smashing stuff here and there where it's fun to do, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but I guess it's all more in a controlled environment.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was thinking, not just for the sake of smashing.
Yeah, so kill the smashing.
All right.
Marry the free time and fuck the gig, the big gigs, the big one, the big shows, yeah.
All right.
The big jobs.
Beautiful. We've only got truth or dare left. Do you want to do truth or dare?
Yeah.
All right. You choose truth or dare.
Dare.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Does that mean I have to do the dare? I mean, we're just going to be here anyway.
Yeah, we're just here. Everyone thinks it's going to be like running around. It's not running.
Yeah.
The dare is, give me your best impression.
Oh, what's a good impression? Oh, I do good impressions, but I'm not good like... it's not a bad like one that you've done, you know, like it's good for this, like I remember once we did like, yeah, all right, what's a good impression?
You got a Borat for me?
Oh, I don't really like the Borat sort of stuff. I like Ali G a lot, yeah, you know, yeah. And I that's the one I really relate to.
I only watched Borat for the first time this year.
Yeah. I'm not anti-Borat, you know, like I'm not
funny.
I mean, I am a bit of a snob with comedy, I hate to say it, but like, but you know what I mean, full fair to Ali G. And then, but no, I couldn't do the impression of that.
All right.
What could I do the impression of?
Got a good
Husey? Oh, not... No, Husey's just sort of like... Just a bloke carrying on.
Yeah.
Who else? else? I'm just trying to think, because I will do like impressions, you know?
Yeah. At home or?
Yeah, just at home, just around, you know, just around the place. But yeah, I've gone a bit shy on the impressions.
Yeah, no, I love to do voices and accents and stuff on my own, or with Jacob. And then if it's in front of other people, I get too shy. It sucks. It's like I started recently trying to do auditions and shit for work, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, man, acting's actually really hard when someone's watching you.
Well, I just get the same thing, but it's not even a bad thing in Australian film and tech, like, to cultivate, but it's like obviously just like, oh, it's a guy, they would trade, you know, yeah, all this shit. Yeah. But I mean, it's not the worst, like,
oh, that's the way to go.
Niche to do, I guess. So, like, that's but yeah, I'm not doing, I'm not doing an impression of that, that's for sure. And then, yeah, no, I haven't got an impression.
All right, an accent? Chinese.
Oh no, the microphone's still working. What's the next? Well, should we do an? Oh no, but what's the other?
Last one. I've got the truth for you. If you want to do
what's
that.
The truth?
I was going to ask if you what the most creative engineering you've ever done to smoke weed was.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, maybe we'll do truth. But, I mean, again, nothing crazy.
Yeah, you seem like...
I've scraped the bowl, scraped the plate, all this thing, the crumbs, I did, like, yeah, all that stuff, all that fucking wretched, junky stuff But it's more, you're more sort of like device wise. I guess I've used the like Macca's docket for paper.
There you go. Okay.
You know, shit like that. I've done shit like that.
That'll count.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's good. I feel like that would burn terribly.
Probably, yeah. But at least you got the Macca, you know, it's all ready. So it sort of all works out. And then, and then the roach, I'm always doing, like, you know, stuff with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to the sticker on the lighter.
Oh, my God.
You know? And that sort of stuff. And then even, like, Billy Wise or Cone Piece Wise, I've never done, yeah, nothing too...
Well, I feel like it's already been engineered in the most scrappy and easy and accessible way, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Get a Gatorade bottle. Get a hose. It's very...
Yeah, for the beauty. But, I mean, I'm just like rolling spliffs now, you know? And you can normally get that. And then if no paper... I'm just trying to think, like, if it's a no... I mean, but you think you're done.
Yeah.
40 years old. You're out of, the, like, not having... But, you know, you'd be in regional town.
Yep.
Think you have the papers or something happens and you got nothing. And then it's like you'd be doing it. But I really like doing... I like doing... Have you ever done the spots with the hot knives? I don't mind doing that. I mean, that's just like not even creative engineer. I mean, that's just... It's pretty Kiwi. It's a pretty Kiwi thing. It's kind of seen as a skint thing, but it is good just obliterating that little fucking nugget. Nice. With the hot knives and having the cut off bottle in your mouth. If you don't know what it is, you get like ideally like a bigger bottle, like, but it's a bottle like this, but you cut it in half, so it's a funnel, and you've got it in your mouth and I'm talking to the thing or whatever, and you heat up the knives on the, like, it's got to be gas ovens the best because the knives will get so fucking hot. And you just have the littlest nugget and you just press it like, and it just obliterate it, and then you've sort of catch the smoke, like.
This is a really good demonstration.
And then funnel it in through that.
Any audio listeners, this is exactly why you need to get on YouTube. It's good shit.
Oh yeah, but I feel like people know about the spots.
Oh yeah, a little bit. Yeah, people know. You can Google it. That's a really good answer. I think I just remembered when you were describing that one time. Housemate had someone staying with us. Put some weed and butter in the microwave.
Oh yeah.
Put that on a sandwich. It was disgusting. I
mean, it's famously fat soluble, so that's why. But they would have been better off sautéing it, you know, in the pan. But I guess you say, or melting it, I guess. But mate, I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, probably like there was no start. You know, it might have been a work site, and doing it like that. But I guess it's that's garlic bready.
Yeah.
Kind of, but it should. Yeah, you'll get. It is fat soluble, so it'll go into the... I mean, people take the oil, you know, the cooking thing to all different levels, you know?
Definitely. Oh, great answer. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's the end of the pod. Do you want to tell everyone where to find you and what you're plugging?
Oh, I'm in Redfern. and I just got, Redfern Electrical online, I guess. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
It's always doing a bit of stand-up around town, but, I don't know when or where normally, but...
Sweet.
I got a website where it'll have events on, but it won't have every gig. I don't know. I'm just in Sydney, you know.
Yeah,
you'll find me if you're looking for me. Yeah,
I'll put all of your links in the show notes.
Yeah, it's all in there. It's all there.
I'll have a look. Beautiful. Thank you all for listening. Love you so much. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.